Warning! Godzilla vs. The Thing, a shattering motion picture not for the weak of heart. Here in all its astounding realism is a soul-shocking experience. How much terror can you stand? What was this thing of unbelievable and unequaled terror that challenged Godzilla to a battle of unhuman strength versus supernatural evil? Godzilla vs. The Thing.
Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Now, we all have that one band that pulls back the curtains and just shows us a wide array of art and songs and other bands that we probably would have never found on our own. And I know for me personally, the band that did that for me were the Cramps. They essentially dusted off old forgotten records and turned their TV screen towards us to show us their favorite B-rated horror sci-fi films and said, here's what the world's forgetting. And they gained such a huge cult following for that. Now, that's not to say that they were campy or that it was all simply for show. They were simply being true to themselves. This is something that they loved and they wanted to share that collective passion with us. The Cramps were just meant to go down in rock and roll history, just based on the fact on how Eric Purkiser and Christy Wallace met, or better known as Lux Interior and Poison Ivy Rorschach. It was 1972 in Sacramento when Lux just picks up this random hitchhiker who just so happens to be Poison Ivy. Now, nothing really comes of this first meeting, and it wasn't until weeks later that they discovered that they were in the same class, art and shamanism, at their local community college. And it was then that major sparks really flew. That's when they really started bonding over music from surf to 60s punk to their favorite late night sci-fi horror reruns. And it was this combined passion that led them to the conclusion that they should start a band. And that passion for the obscure revealed this beautiful underworld for us. And it is that beautiful, grimy underworld that inspired this playlist. So here it is, guys. The songs that the Cramps taught us.
Brrr! devils, they'll tell you so. They dig that cat called Domino. They love him so, that cat called Domino. Domino, Domino. Well, Domino, boom and go. Domino, they love you so. Get out of the way, here comes Domino.
Frankenstein Conquers the World stars Nick Adams as the American scientist versus Frankenstein incarnate with the strength of 1,000 men, a phenomenon such as never seen before. See Frankenstein Conquers the World.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm a big fan of those old school movie announcer voices. It's pretty amazing. I wish they would bring that back. But anyway, it was essentially the collective passion of the Cramps that led them to New York in 1975. And there they attracted these huge crowds at CBGB and at Max's Kansas City. And although they were seeing some form of success, you know, they were gaining recognition for their talents, that's not to say that they didn't have struggles along the way. They did go through quite a few bandmates, such as Brian Gregory, who just up and quit. And he didn't quit in the traditional sense. He did not put in a 2 weeks notice. He just up and took a fully loaded tour van. And the thing about the Cramps is that they always had these amazing rumors that circulated around them. So there was a rumor saying that Gregory joined a satanic cult. But the sad truth is, it was more than likely his heroin addiction that made him leave the band. And it's scenarios like this that really contributed to their grittiness, because ultimately it was their love of music and the strange that really pushed them through to continue performing no matter what. And because of that, we have found so many amazing songs and artists, and for that, we're always going to remain forever grateful. And with that being said, here's the rest of the playlist.
That's just the way I am, you'll never change me. What nature made, you cannot change. So love me now and don't complain. That's just the way I am, you'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself by trying to change somebody else. Let each one have the life they live. Don't ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I live mine. That's just the way I am. You never change me. And I won't change for someone else. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. So love me now or say goodbye. And if you leave, dear, I ain't gonna cry. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself by trying to change somebody else. Let each one have the life they live. Don't ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I live mine. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself by trying to change somebody else. Let each one have the life they live. Don't ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I live mine. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Well, it's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Well, it's just the way I am. You'll never change me.
I'm in the mood for the blues. The rain is coming down. I'm in the mood for the blues. Oh, my good gal, let me down. Oh, blue. Oh, blue, baby. Oh, blue. Baby, I get the blues from a good gal that lets me down. I get the blues in the morning, the blues at night. I get the blues, oh mama, baby, right. I get the blues. I get the blues. I get a blues when my good gal does me wrong. Yeah, daddy. I get the blue little one when my good gal gets me down.
It was a Cram's love of the forgotten and the strange that really led them to some incredible places. So they performed at the Napa Valley Mental Hospital in 1978, and this wasn't intentional. This other band was supposed to play that day, but last minute, it was the Mutants and the Cramps that showed up. And now having a punk rock show at a mental hospital really wouldn't fly today, but in the video, it just seems so effortless. It belonged there. And, you know, Lux can be quoted saying, "Somebody told me that you people are crazy, but I'm not so sure about that. You seem all right to me." And that is essentially the Cramps. They don't care who you are or where you come from. Just as long as you enjoy damn good music and you're there for a good time, then you belong. And that's a message that can still be carried over today. You know, there's this amazing tribute band called Teenage Goo Goo Muck, which do the Cramps absolute justice. So if you guys can catch them, please do. You will not regret it. And then when I announced that I was doing a Cramps playlist earlier in the week, I received so many messages from people saying that they're really excited for it, that the Cramps really mean a lot to them. And I know I barely scratched the surface as far as the music and the history of the Cramps. Fortunately, this is only the first playlist of the songs the Cramps taught us. There's many more to come, and I hope many future conversations about what the music means to you. Till then, I am Napalm Nanny. Thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you guys so much for the support. It means the world to me. Till next week.